007 is back. And this time, the world is really in danger. Not the kind of danger like in the last 21 films. This is an all-new kind of danger. A danger so new, it has no tie-in whatsoever to an Ian Fleming novel or short story about James Bond. Not even Dr. No or Octopussy could dream up this kind of danger. Quantum of Solace. What's it mean? Danger.
You're locked in to LA Talk Radio, the home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk. We say what we want.
Get out the red marker and draw a circle around the date, because Back Time is going to explore some historical milestones that mark November 14th. English class has never been the same since Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick was first published in the U.S. in 1851. In 1971, McDonald's raised the price of a quarter pounder from 53 to 55 cents. This was against the law then, as President Nixon had imposed price controls earlier that year. Let's just say he wasn't loving it. And Sonny and Cher and everyone cried in 1987 as the singing duo was reunited and sang I Got You, Babe, on the David Letterman Show. That's Back Time on November 14th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's Vinnie Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. New mom Salma Hayek has revealed that she is addicted to breastfeeding. I can't believe it. So am I. Salma,
call me.
One of Britney Spears' sons went to the hospital after what a doctor called ingesting something. That something? A Doritos and gummy bear omelet with a Red Bull chaser. Jennifer Aniston said she's still a little surprised that Angelina Jolie stole her husband Brad Pitt after they starred together in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Wait, she should have known the marriage was over when she noticed the script said co-starring Angelina Jolie. And the idiot of the week, Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, for reportedly writing poems to Madonna. Here's a poem for you, A-Rod. Roses are red, violets are blue. How about getting a clutch hit once in a while, you friggin' bum? I'm Vinnie Penn, and that was your 760.
An area man is goaded into climbing Mount Everest. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. After months of badgering from a mountain-climbing friend, local man Gary Kessler finally agreed to join a three-month expedition to the summit of Mount Everest, despite his poor physical condition and utter lack of mountain-climbing experience.
He just kept bugging me about it, and I'm like, fine, if you'll just shut up, I'll climb this stupid mountain.
We go now live to Gary Kessler at Camp 5 near the peak of Mount Everest, where a blizzard has forced the more experienced climbers to leave him behind. Mr. Kessler, are you there? Can you hear me? Evidently, Mr. Kessler has died. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Hero.
Real American Hero.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy.
Mr. Backdoor.
When there's lots of hard work to be done, where can you be found? Out back by the loading dock near the dumpster, giving your lazy butt another butt break.
Welcome to Marlboro Country.
That's right, Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy. Smoke 'em if you got 'em, and you've always got 'em. And you're always smoking 'em. Snow, rain, freezing cold, or sweltering hot, it doesn't matter to you. You're out there every 10 minutes taking a 9-minute break.
When do you get any work done? Yeah.
So the next time you're at the service counter, unable to get any service because no one's at the counter, walk around back, flick your lighter, and raise it in salute to Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. Backdoor Smoking Break Guy.
Hey, dude, can I bum one? Cool. I mean Winston.
And now from high
Valley Talk Radio building. It's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. I had to look at the date, but is it Friday, November 14th? Good morning, Susie.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Are you ready for the weekend?
Kind of. Yes.
What does that mean?
There are a lot of parties going on this weekend.
Really?
I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed because everyone wants a piece of me, and I don't know. I'm telling you, I've got like 10 birthday parties on Saturday night, and one of them is at my own house.
Really?
So, yes.
Oh, Lisa's?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be all partied out this weekend.
Well, I'm going to try not to be because I've got a lot of homework to get done because I've got two exams next week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and find a delicate balance between, you know, being social Susie and also being studious Susie.
Oh, wow. How nice of you.
I know.
So
I
need like a secretary just to keep up with all the that heavy schedule you've got.
You know what? I really
going
do.
To parties and
I
shit.
Really do. I'm thinking of going on Craigslist and finding a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Actually, you know
and
what?
Casual encounters?
No. Actually, you know that lady caller we had from Vegas the other day?
Yes.
Who had that really fucked up story.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was thinking of going on her slave website and seeing if I could find a slave to work as my personal assistant.
Yeah. She actually sent me a couple pictures. Did I forward it to you?
No.
Of this guy, like, really being enslaved.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why didn't you forward them to me?
I don't know. It didn't occur to me, but I will.
Didn't occur to
That's
you?
It's funny.
What
he
did he
is
look
like a little guy, and... He's in a dress or in a some kind of nightgown or so.
Oh no! And what else is she doing?
And I think he's bound in one picture and got a ball in his mouth and shit.
You
know?
Oh no!
I know all this shit.
The ball in the mouth always kind of scares me. That thing.
I know.
Like in Pulp Fiction, when the guy comes out and you're like, ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we asked. I think that was before you were here when I had the previous show. We had a woman that's a dominatrix, and we asked her, you know what, I asked her, what's with the ball thing? And she says, well, you know, first of all, you can't really talk. Mm-hmm. and you also like salivate and shit, you know, like slobber all over.
Oh.
So that's kind of humiliating, I guess, for the slave. So I mean, they think of everything, these people.
Wow.
You know, would you be into it? I mean,
being a slave? No.
No, no. Having a slave.
Not really. I kind of say it jokingly.
Yeah.
But
I know. You don't have the need for that kind of a power play.
No, all men are my slaves.
Yeah, are they? I know. You know what? I have to agree. They do everything for you.
God, that sounded awful.
But it's true, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't really find the need to ever humiliate someone that much.
Mm-hmm.
Even people that have really, really, really fucked me over in the past.
Right.
You know, I don't think I have any kind of really malicious feelings in me ever.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple ex-boyfriends that, like, you know, I really, really hate the things that they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, I always end up forgiving people, and I'm just like, okay, whatever.
You yeah, know? Yeah.
It's in the past.
That's one thing about time. It makes you forget, you know, and you sort of...
Oh,
like,
I never forget.
You don't forget?
No, okay. No. I never forget anything,
yeah.
But I do, over time, learn to forgive certain people.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like we... people in general tend to forget bad things and not as much good things, which I think is good, you know? It's sort of a way to adapt, probably. But, I mean, can you imagine if you had to carry on your shoulders all the bad shit that ever happened to you, you know? I mean,
think
I'm sure subconsciously you do, but...
You pretty much do.
Yeah.
And I don't think people do forget. I mean, look at all the things that have gone on in history.
Yeah. I don't know. With me, it's like, you know, I might fight with someone and stuff, and then a year or two later, I'm like, what did we fight about? You know, I mean,
well, that's because you don't remember
talking?
Shit. You're just one of those people. You've got no fucking memory left in your head.
But you know what? Some things I really, really remember well. I don't know what it is, you know? So how does the brain select what you remember and what you don't? It's amazing.
I've always wanted to have a creation where I can have like a video camera inside my head.
Uh-huh.
Like especially if I'm like super fucked up, like at a party on drugs or something. It's like I want to like be able to remember what the hell is going on in my head right now.
Yeah.
Because like some seriously crazy shit goes on in there.
Yeah. You know, there was a movie called Being John Malkovich. And that was
yes.
Something like that. It's like you were in his head or something, you know?
I think I started to watch that, and then I think I fell asleep,
yeah,
and I never finished it.
I know, it was a weird movie. I never saw it, but I knew what it was about, you know? It was pretty weird. So, yeah, maybe that's a good idea, you know? Put a video video camera in your head.
Get
you know?
A webcam installed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I give you a break from authors today.
Thank you. No, yesterday's author was fine. You know, I really,
yeah,
I like it. I really, I did. I definitely don't mind it at all. But I just feel ignorant because I really don't know a lot about what's going on in the situation.
But that's okay. You know, I mean, some listeners probably don't either. So that's why we bring it up and stuff. You know,
I know. I just, I feel so stupid, like not knowing like some, you know, major things that are going on in the world that have been going on like even since I've been alive. And I mean, it really is relevant because I went to my biology study group yesterday, and one of the kids in my class, you know, to me, he's just the kid who sits across from me.
Yeah.
You know, I make funny faces at him, and when the teacher turns around, and I make him laugh, and, you know, like he's just one of my students in class, but it turns out he's a Palestinian. And so he was telling us yesterday how he almost got kicked out of the school by one of the deans because the dean was like, you know, a Jew or an Israeli or something like that, and
he figured
it.
That's why it was. That's why they did it because
well,
he was a Jew.
The fight was no, because he is a Palestinian.
Right?
Is that a Jew? No, that's
no,
Arab.
No. But the other guy was a Jew.
Oh yes,
that you
yes,
said
yes, yes.
That you said me.
Well, he said that the dean. He didn't really feel like the dean was being impartial because you know he'd kind of gotten in a little bit of an altercation with an Israeli kid.
Right.
And so you know the dean, being Jewish or Israeli himself, you know, picked the other kid's side.
Yeah. Well, this guy's side of the story. I want to hear the other side. You know.
True. Well, he said the guy started cursing at him and all of these different you know in Israeli and blah,
even
blah,
if
blah,
it
blah.
Happened, you know, I mean, there's always bad apples, you know, but people normally don't treat him like that at all. In fact. In my 32 years here, I've met many Palestinians and Arabs, and we got along just fine.
I just never knew it was like, you know, the discrimination or the hatred was like happening in my own backyard or like in my own perfect little world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, la, 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 and then all of a sudden it's right there.
Most people do not bring their hatred with them here. You know, that's what I realized. Maybe I'm being a little optimistic, but I've seen that many times, you know, Israelis and Arabs, and they can become best friends too, because it's sort of like you come here and you don't really bring those problems with you, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but you know, I really feel, well, we'll talk about it when, is he going to call in? Because we need to talk to him about
I did send him a message telling him to call. He said he will try.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a long discussion, but, I don't know if before that or after that, but we are going to have a hot porn star today who is also a penthouse pet, and I don't know what month. I think they said July or something, and her name is Daisy Marie, and I think she's like Hispanic or something, right?
She looks Hispanic. I wonder who picks all their names.
I know. It's like these fucking weird names.
What's
you know?
Your porn name?
My porn name would have been Rock Hard.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Rock Hard.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Mine
Rock
is...
Steel. I like the name Steel. I was thinking of giving myself a radio name. Sam Steel.
Oh, God. Mine would be like Susie Cream Cheese. No, I'd have to come up with something better. My porn name would be Teresita Ate Semen. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, well, it sounds funny, but go ahead and tell everybody why.
Because, you know, the kind of the way we do it, the little joke that you do is you take your middle name and then you take the street that you grew up on. And my mom now lives on 8 Seaman Road. So you think of how bad that is. Like, when they first moved into the house and I went to visit, I was just like, Mom, too bad you don't live on 69 Seaman Road. And she's like, oh, honey, 8 Seaman Road's even better. And I was like, 8? Oh, Mom! I was like, oh, shit. I was
8
like,
Seaman. We got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're with Sam and Susie on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, yeah, this is Tarek,
Susie's
friend.
Hi, Tarek, how are you?
Tarek is the name?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Tarek.
How you doing, Tarek?
Pretty good.
How long have you been here in the country?
What's that? I was born. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Oh, wow. Wow, were you born in L.A.?
No, I was born in San Diego.
Oh, wow. So what are you doing in L.A.? San Diego's
I'm a Palestinian there, so I would like to talk about Palestine.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just would like people to remember that Palestine, like the Palestinian people still exist, and we're keeping our heads high, and hopefully we'll have our piece of land, you know?
Right, absolutely. I mean, you guys need to find a solution, you know? I mean, you can't go on living like this.
Of course, but the thing is unfortunately, most of the power is not in our hands. The people who really can control that is the Israelis and the Americans themselves, because we don't, I mean, even though they say we have a democracy and we have our own government, which is Hamas right now.
Right.
The internet.
Which is a terrorist organization.
She just thought I was going to say you and among the other people consider the Hamas as a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't at all. I just see it as a form of government that may use a little more violence than they need to just to, you know, keep their point going and show their point of view.
Right, but
what do the American people have to do with what's going on over there? You said, you know, the Israelis and the Americans.
They give Israel money every single year, like almost. They give Israel $16 million a day on average, every day for military aid and whatever else they use it for.
Right. Why do you think America does that?
Number. What's that?
Why do you think America gives Israel so much money?
I think because America has a very strong Jewish lobbyist, like the Zionist movement, and they're pretty high up right now in like the banks, the politics, and they have a lot. They have a big hand to do with like the bigger things in the world that we don't know about. So I feel like they have a lot of control. And then the Jews, along with the Christian evangelists, they work together, and they're pretty strong, if you know what I mean. So they rule a lot. I would say they rule the world, if you want to know the truth. And, like, you know, people like the Palestinians are just a little thing in their way that they don't mind to wipe out.
Right. But aren't you portraying yourself and your people as victims? I mean, you're sort of like waiting for someone else to help you out. Why don't you help yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for an uprising. We should have a revolutionary leader. Like, I would love to see that. And so, like, you know, something like, I'm not saying it has to be violent. It's just something like Che Guevara or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just a revolutionary leader trying to, you know.
Right, but Palestinians don't understand diplomacy. I mean, you elected an organization that uses force to try and get its way. You know, I mean, a government is about talking and reaching agreements and things like that.
Of course. The thing is unfortunately, Israel's government and America see him only as a terrorist, so they don't make... They don't allow him to put forth his actions or even act as a government because they only see him as a terrorist. When if you want to know the truth, I see the Israelis only as terrorists and the American government and what they're doing. Because in reality, sir, like, you know how many Palestinians are dying compared to Israelis? It's almost about one Israeli to every 100 Palestinians that die.
Right. So now, what is the motive? What I'm trying to ask is, what do you think is the motive for Israelis to kill Palestinians? Hello?
Yes. Greed, power, Zionist movement, you know, I think it's inherent to the Zionist ideology that all of Israel belongs to the Jews as a homeland. And I think history has proven that they've taken all measures to do what they can to ensure that they have the majority of the land, and that the Palestinians are essentially living as second-class citizens.
Yeah, but my question is this.
Why can't we all just get along, boys?
Well, yeah, Susie's trying to solve the problem. But no, you know, I mean, I'm really interested in what you have to say, and I mean, this is open dialogue, and that's what we really need, because if you use force instead of dialogue, it doesn't happen, you know? But I don't know. From my perspective, I know that I always grew up in fear of the Arabs before the Palestinian problem and so forth. Do you agree that Arabs always wanted to exterminate Jews?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, how can you say Arabs always wanted to exterminate Jews?
Because
I mean,
I'm looking at the history.
You can easily say the entire world wanted to exterminate Jews. I mean,
absolutely.
The hatred towards the Jewish people, which wound, which led to Jews populating the Middle East, was a direct result of the hatred that was being put forth against the Jews in Eastern Europe at large. And I mean, the only reason I think that today you see such a, and I wouldn't even call it a hatred, I mean, you can't really say, you know, all Arabs hate Jews. I think it's that, I mean, you got to look at how arbitrary the borders have been cut and how new all these countries are. People tend to forget that the Middle East as it is today and all the countries as they exist haven't even existed for 100 years. And to bring in a neighboring country, you know, the only non-Arab, essentially non-Muslim majority country in the middle of the Middle East, which is Israel, and expect them to just welcome them with open arms when they've made themselves, you know, a home through military aggression. That's I think where, you know, you get Arabs, you know, having a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth when it comes time to Israel and its policies.
But let me ask you this. I mean, it was the United Nations, it was the international community that decided
right.
we're going to divide the land and give Arabs some and give Israelis or Jews some, let's say, before they became Israeli.
Right.
And I know that the Jews got like two parts of the country, and then the Arabs got the rest. And actually, the Arabs got the bigger share of everything. When the British left, they left everything to the Arabs, all the weapons, all the infrastructure, and everything to the Arabs, not to the Israelis. Okay, and so the power was always on the Arab side. And my question to you is this: if this was agreed by many countries in the world, by the international community, why did it was, I think, seven Arab countries at the time decided to invade and annihilate Israel?
Okay, let me answer your question. So going back to what you said, land being split.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you from the beginning, there was never more than a 78-22% split on the land. The Gaza and the West Bank constitute 22% of all the land that belonged in its entirety to the Palestinians before 1948. Now, Israel was recognized by the United Nations and the international community along the borders of the Green Line. And those borders are being infringed upon. I mean, it's a fact that Israel is committing on a daily basis.
But wait a minute. Something happened in between, and that was 1948, the war, and then 1967.
The 1967 war and the 73, all those wars. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
So you say they try to annihilate. Now, they try to annihilate Israel. Now, see, that's one of the biggest debates, and I mean...
But it's not a debate.
Sure it's a debate.
But Tariq, let me just...
It's a debate on the Israeli side. If you look at the Israeli... Do you know who Benny Morris is? You heard of that name?
No.
I don't even know how I'm arguing this with you. Benny Morris is an Israeli historian. Israeli historian, lives in Israel. He's a new historian, part of the New Historian Movement, who have put in a lot of time. You should look him up. He's the foremost scholar when it comes to the 1948 debate, okay? There's a big debate. Now, the Israeli narrative of what happened in 48 tends to follow something along the lines that, you know, Palestinians were forewarned that, you know, there's going to be an invasion to flee, to leave, and that the Palestinians knew that there was going to be a war, and that's what led to the refugee population, so on and so forth. Now, Benny Morris has looked into all of the archives. He's looked into radio archives. He's looked into everything, okay? And he has not found a single source that supports the Israeli narrative to what happened in 1948 when you say the Arab countries wanted to come and annihilate Israel.
Right.
That is not... And, I mean, we all know, like, if you look at the raw facts of what happened in that war, I mean, the casualties were even on both sides, and clearly Israel had the upper hand and succeeded in that war.
But how? In 1948, there was not even a country. There was no military to speak of. There was no government. There was no infrastructure. How is it that Israel still won that war? And what, I mean, the Arabs had no problem doing this. You know, they clearly showed we don't like it, you know, and we're going to do away with this. Now, when you say they're not looking to annihilate, let me remind you something. I was born in 1960. I remember the 1967 war very well. And what I do remember, I remember all the Egyptian propaganda, the Jordanian propaganda of showing President Nasser pushing all the Jews to the sea. And this has happened continuously. You can see the hatred. I think the biggest difference that I've seen between Israelis and Palestinians is that Palestinians are full of hatred towards the Jews. Israelis just want to be left alone. I mean, why is it so hard?
Wow,
you've got
hilarious.
Okay, well, you guys have like so many Arab countries. Why is nobody giving you a place to live and helping you out financially?
Why would they need to do that?
Because
for the same reason that fall on that same line of logic? I mean,
but they're your brothers.
Why didn't the Jews go to Argentina or go to the Republic of Congo, the other options that were given to them in 48. Why did they have to come settle on land that was inhabited by an indigenous people and ethnically cleanse over 720,000 of them?
Who wants to go to the Congo?
Excuse me, there was Jews living on that land continuously for thousands of years.
5% of the population, never more.
It doesn't matter
honestly,
what percentage.
Hey, honestly, I totally sit here and debate with you, but clearly you have no scholarly background on this issue and haven't read up on it much.
And you do.
I just, it ends and stuff, and it just seems like we're going to go in circles. I definitely suggest a few books to you. There's one book called Being Israeli by Ilan Papev. You should definitely read it. It's great. It's a great book. It'll really enlighten you. They're actually some of the best books written on the political, you know, the political, both mainstream and the less popular.
So you decided to conclude this discussion by saying that I'm not as smart or informed as you, and that's how you're doing away with everything.
You don't even know who Benny Morris is. He's the foremost Israeli scholar.
I don't care about Israeli scholars. I care about
him.
But it doesn't matter what he says.
You write history yourself.
All right. Well, you know, there's nowhere to talk. I just want to ask you this. Have you ever seen a 5-year-old...
Do your work on your end. I'll do mine, and then maybe we can come up with a little more, you know, something that'll actually produce something. Because as of right now, I just feel as though, I'm lecturing to you. And essentially, you're not coming at me with any facts or anything to dispute. You have inherent assumptions. You're the first person that I've ever talked to that said Arabs hate Jews.
They do. They do. Obviously. Obviously. I mean, you live on another planet. You're in denial. And what I want to ask you is this: have you ever seen a 5-year-old Israeli kid holding a gun?
Oh my gosh! I have seen. I actually have a cousin that was shot by a settler who was 16 years old.
Right. But you don't think you raise your kids with hatred?
The whole discussion on history is really what stirs a lot of the conflict, because, you know, clearly some people are more well-read, a little bit more well-versed. This is, frankly, what I spent 4 years of my life studying. And we can go back and forth, because history, I mean, it's pretty clear-cut. You're going to be informed on some things, less informed on others. When it comes time to looking at the contemporary situation in Israel, which is truly what concerns me, I mean, both Israelis and Palestinians alike agree that the Palestinians are facing a humanitarian crisis and living in a subordinate position in that state as of today. There's no equality in life standards when it comes to Palestinians and Israelis.
Why would there be equality? I mean, you guys, people live there in fear every day. Buses get blown away. Women and children get killed.
Why? You tell me. Get thrown away. Houses get bombed in Gaza at 2:00 in the morning.
Of course, where the bombs come from, where the rockets come from.
They get a meal of meat once every 3 months. They don't have education. They say the next generation of children in Gaza are going to grow to be stunted in their growth and malnutrition because of all of the restrictions that are placed on the humanitarian aid that can.
I know everything is the Jews. The Jews are the problem for the whole world. We've heard that thousands of years.
Oh wow! That's a very apologetic stance to take, sir.
Tarek. So I take it you're not joining J Date anytime soon.
Okay, listen, you choose to be condescending to me, and then by that you're choosing to end the discussion. But listen, I respect you. I thank you for calling in.
I would love to continue discussion. I'm committed to picking up this phone on a daily basis with you. I just wish that you would do the research on your end. I mean, I know we all have a lot of emotion in this situation, and being an Israeli as you are and being Jewish, I totally understand. And you just seem to be speaking from strictly emotion. Now, I could speak from emotion. I've personally been shot by an Israeli soldier. You don't see me going off on that. What I'm talking about are sheer facts. I'm talking about historical events that have happened that have led to the contemporary situation today, and clearly you aren't as well versed in any of that stuff as I am, and I feel as though I'm wasting my time in talking about it with you.
Okay.
That's all.
I understand.
No disrespect, no nothing.
Okay. You're well informed, so let me ask you this,
let's talk about sex.
Susie, hang on just a second. let me finalize this by asking you this. What do you suggest? How do you suggest we solve the problem?
Well, I suggest that we solve the problem by recognizing what the UN drew in the first place. I mean, I'm someone who's going to say, Israel's there, Israel's going to exist, I'm not going to, you know, I don't take any of these crazy stands.
But that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
They need to exist. You guys were appropriated a certain amount of land. Clearly, settlements have been built. Beyond that land, there's also an apartheid wall, which has been being put up and is continuously being constructed. I mean, And that in and of itself spurs a lot of problems. I think the wall needs to come down, that's for sure, and I think the international borders that were drawn in 67 need to be adhered to, and humanitarian aid led into Gaza, and give Palestinians the chance to live as equal citizens to the Israelis.
Okay. Well, Tarek, thank you so much for the feedback. I really, really enjoy this. I like conversation and discussion, and I'll definitely hit the books and speak to you a little more intelligently.
Sounds good, my man.
Okay.
Tarek, I'll see you this weekend for a study group. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have someone trying to call, so let me take that. Hold on a second. Someone's trying to call, and they have a blocked number, so I can't join the call into the conference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but you can call back now. We can take the call, although he probably, or there we go. Okay. Good morning. This is Sam and Susie, and you're on the air.
Oh, he was pissing me off.
No. Hi, TJ.
Yes, TJ. TJ, sorry.
Tariq.
Yeah, TJ, I'm sorry you called from a blocked number, so I couldn't conference you because I know you wanted to talk to him. But
That's okay. I didn't know my number was blocked on that. Oh, but he pissed me off. What a condescending 20-something-year-old little prick. I swear to God. Telling you, a man, how old are you? 66-year-old Israeli.
Almost 66.
I'm telling you, a man born in 1960 who lived in Israel was there for condescending to you, telling you about getting better read, and meanwhile he's referring to Che Carrera.
Mm-hmm.
Che Carrera?
Carrera? I didn't even hear that. Yeah.
What a douchebag. I tell you what, Sam, that kid's got as much hate in his heart. He's going to be going and telling his Palestinian friends about the argument he had with the Jew.
Yes.
I guarantee you, he's going to be referring to you as the Zionist, as the Jew he talked to this morning on the radio. I guarantee goddamn you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, TJ, you know what? One thing for sure, Israelis are used to this already. The Arabs always have their revisionist theory of how things have happened, and I think we all know who's on whose side, you know. And don't forget that when the Scuds came down from Iraq during the Iraqi War, Desert Storm, Iraq threw about 47 missiles into Israel, into populated areas, and the Palestinians went to the streets to celebrate.
Amen.
Susie. So this guy tells me there's no hatred. Okay. This is not about land, TJ. This is about hatred. And the land is a fucking excuse. There's plenty of land for them everywhere. They were, you know what? When Clinton was in power right before he left, he gave them practically everything they wanted. And Arafat wouldn't take it.
What else did Arafat want?
He wanted everything, Susie. They want everything. They want the Jews out of there. Okay, and if you read between the lines of this guy that called, you would hear that this is exactly the same thing. They want us out of there. They don't want us even close. But you know what, TJ? You know, we gave him a forum, and I welcome to talk to him before. And, you know, but that's... Look, I'm used to that, you know, but I try to be...
He's a typical 20-something-year-old... scruffy, you know, wet behind the ears, angry American-born Palestinian.
Raised
with
on
no
hatred.
Concept.
Yeah, raised with hatred. That's all I see there is hatred. And and you know what? You don't have to go far. Look at all the terrorism in the world, okay? And you ask yourself, who is doing all this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see Jews bombing churches and public places? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
No. When he says, I don't see it as a, I don't see Hamas as a terrorist organization. What? Oh, you know what? At least be intellectually honest. You know, at least be honest and refer to them as they are. That, you know, because you immediately lose credibility when you just turn a blind eye to what the whole friggin' world knows, you know?
Right.
Oh, God. And by the way, my porn name would be Conservative Prick.
I love that name. Listen, call in
Thank
when we have...
Thank you for ending on that note, TJ.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't forget
to
call.
I try to keep it light, yeah.
Yeah, and be here when Daisy Marie is here. Maybe we'll get something. Who knows?
Yeah. Did you say give a call with Daisy Marie? I've joined the Daisy Marie... I've been following Daisy Marie's career.
Really? Then you got to talk to her, man. And come here
She's
and take
fantastic.
Pictures with her. Yeah. Well, she looked pretty hot to me. So I know you're going to make sure and be here on time so you can see her before she leaves.
Always.
We'll take pictures and stuff.
Anytime TJ hears a cute girl in the studio, he's like, am I early for my show?
Oh, wow, yeah. I just happened to be in the neighborhood. I'm going to go read up on Che Carrera.
Yes, go ahead. He's very famous, Okay, thanks, TJ.
See you in a little bit.
Bye.
All right. So
thank you to all of my boys for educating me. Thank you to Tarek, and thank you to you, Sam, and thank you to TJ.
Yeah, you see, you didn't get any room to say anything because we have too much to say.
Well, I know, and then you guys are going back and forth, and I'm like, process. Whoa, it's just weird because the Jews always seem to have each other's back, which is always amazing. And he was telling me how, if he saw a Palestinian kid getting jumped, he said, and it didn't matter if he knew who the kid was, he would jump in and help the kid.
Of course, yeah.
But it's just weird because I don't have anything in my background, any kind of ethnic identity, that's strong like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of weird for me, I'm trying to understand how people get so passionate about this.
Yeah.
Not weird, but I understand. But
You know what? This happens when you have two people wanting the same thing. That's what you get. There's never going to be a compromise and there's never going to be a solution. But I keep insisting, all I keep seeing from there, it's not about land, it's about hatred, Susie. And again, he's going to take issue with that, but I will show you pictures. Susie, you should have seen when they had their uprising, the Intifada, when it first began. They took an Israeli soldier, lynched him, hung him from a window and beating the shit out of him. They took bodies of or Israeli soldiers and dragged them around the streets with cars. Let me tell you this. Okay, this is a story that my father tells me that I can never forget because he told me this when I was young. My father grew up in what was called Palestine at the time.
Okay.
In the 30s and 40s, he was a child and a teenager. So that's before Israel became a country. The British had a mandate there and they were running things like a military government, let's say. And my father said that he saw with his own eyes when Arabs would kill Israelis, cut off their penis and stick it in their mouth to humiliate the Israelis and the Jews. And I've heard this from more than one person, okay? And what I can tell you is the cruelty that I've seen from the other side is unmatched by anything I've ever seen, they can argue all they want, but I think when you look around, you don't see Jews looking for war around the world, okay? They're not looking for this. It's a simple thing. Okay, we had the Holocaust. We had the pogroms for thousands of years. It's enough. Just leave the fucking Jews alone.
What the hell did you guys do to piss people off?
That's what you have to ask, for thousands of years.
Was it because you killed Jesus? Hatred.
Look, let me show... Probably, yeah. We killed Jesus, so people hate us.
I'm sorry. I've got to try and calm you down a little bit.
No, it's a known history. The Jews killed Jesus, and and we hate him for the rest of it.
But what about the hatred? Is that where all of this stems from? What the fuck?
No, well, that's what I'm asking you. I mean, the Jews were always enslaved and persecuted before Jesus. So it's always been there. It's a very unique hatred, anti-Semitism, because look, for example, during World War II, okay, we hated the Germans, we hated the Japanese. Look, now they're our best friends because it's not about hatred. It was about war, ideals, and things like this. But anti-Semitism is about hatred with no reason. I mean, you ask someone why they hate a Jew, well, he's cheap. So is that a reason to kill him? Let's say he is cheap. He doesn't want to give you his money. He doesn't know you. Mm-hmm. Okay? So yeah, call him cheap if you want. But is that a reason to persecute him and kill 6 million people?
There's got to be a reason that all this is coming. It can't just come out of nowhere.
So let me give you this. Why don't you get into, do some research, okay? Maybe you'll get some college credit for this. You do research and you find out the background of anti-Semitism and why it even exists.
I will.
Okay? And you'll find probably that the most likely excuse is that Jews are different from other people.
Why?
They're, you know what? I don't want to get into this right now because it'd be like stereotyping and stuff. But let's just say the Jews are, they're set in their ways. Mm-hmm. Okay, people for thousands of years have tried to convert Jews to other religions. Okay, and What your friend didn't tell you is that Islam was spread by the sword. Okay, and this is all in history, not revisionist history. Mm-hmm. This is in history books. Okay, it started with Muhammad and his gang, and they would go.
Muhammad had a gang.
He had a gang. Okay, and they went through Saudi Arabia and all of the Middle East, and went into villages, and whoever would not convert to Islam, they were gone. Okay, and this is history. Look at their flags. They have fucking swords in their flags. Now you tell me these are not warmongers? I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, this is enough serious
Let's
shit
take a
for
break
one day,
for a
right?
Minute.
I know you're like, your head is fucking spinning here, Susie.
My eyes are huge.
Okay, well, we have our guest coming up soon, but we're going to talk about lighter things when we come back after this.
Victoria has a secret, and David Caruso's itching to find out what it is. CSI, Victoria's Secret. So what do we got?
Well, Horatio, women are complaining about skin irritation after wearing these bras.
This is one case I can't wait to get my hands on. David Caruso is back on a titillating episode of CSI, Victoria's Secret.
Horatio, the use of formaldehyde on the clothing is causing an allergic reaction.
Well, let's not make a rash decision. Wait for it. About which boob?
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had. Tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well, they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside. The gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Signs to walk away. circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, they locked themselves away in the magic they had.
Original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to the best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
So what do you think is going to happen to you when you go back to school next
year? I don't know. I'm scared. Yeah. No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
He knows I'm not really political at all. Yeah. But I'm just trying to learn what's going on and, educate myself in the history.
I hope he doesn't hate you because you work with a Jew.
Goddamn Jews, you ruin everything.
I'm telling you, we're such a fucking problem in this world, you know? Yeah, that's why we needed a final solution, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez. Anyway, so to some lighter stuff.
Yes, okay. Yes. What? Please.
So Victoria that was here yesterday, mm-hmm. She was pretty cool, but she didn't say much.
No, we're gonna have to get her liquored up or something.
Yeah. But I'm sure it's like all these quiet chicks. I bet you she's really wild in bed, you know?
Especially because she doesn't get herself off on a daily basis. You
yeah,
know?
I know. It's the first person I ever met that admitted to not masturbating.
I know.
Not enjoying it. I mean, isn't that awful?
That, you know, I mean, I guess if you don't have, like, the inclination, I mean, for a while, with Franz out of town, you know, I kind of lost my sex drive.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, if I'm not going to be getting any sex, you know, I'm not really turned on.
But that was temporary, right?
It was temporary.
I mean, with her, it seems like a lifelong thing, you know? It's probably some kind of uptightness, you know?
No, she's still pretty young, though. I mean, you know, when I was 20, I don't think I was masturbating on, like, a daily basis. Actually, you know what? I know I wasn't. I was in the military and, like...
Well, not on a daily basis.
There were periods of time when I wouldn't masturbate for, like, months on end.
Yeah.
At that age.
But you started young because it felt good for you. That's what I'm saying. I think she tried it once. It didn't feel good.
But
it really
did not become, like, something that I really got into until probably, you know, 22 or 23.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, women, you know, like, they'll have sex and they'll fool around or whatever, like, you know, early on. But they really say that women don't reach their sexual peak until, like, their mid to late 20s, and then it continues on from there.
Right.
So I got nothing but good stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But, I mean, I fucking masturbated ever since I remember myself.
That's because you're a boy.
I don't know how I discovered it, yeah.
That little thing hanging between your legs, maybe? I don't know.
No, but discover masturbation. Well, for that, you know...
Don't you wake up in the middle of the night and it's, like, poking you? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah, but you need to know how to let it go, you know? I mean, you need to stimulate it.
Well, you feel tension, so, like, you pull it.
You need to stimulate it.
I don't know. Your parents don't teach you these things?
No, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
No, no one told me fucking anything.
Actually, we kind of got in a little bit of a conversation yesterday in my bio study group. This girl, Erica, was telling us, what was she saying? She was saying that she attended like a sex class, like a sexual psychology class, kind of.
Right.
And they actually started off the seminar with a video of a camera that was inside a woman's vagina while she masturbated.
Really?
To actually show all the shit that went inside, like inside a vagina, like while a woman orgasms.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, the topic is exciting, but I don't know that I'd want to see the inside.
I would. I think that'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah, to see it just like working and working and like clenching and
contracting and
yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, I like to look on at the clit and the lips when there's orgasm.
Well, we've got some clit and lips coming in soon. So.
Yes, we are. Yeah, for those of you just joining us, we're going to have Daisy Marie here, a big porn star, penthouse pet, and she's going to be here. And she's coming with James, our friend who arranges all of them. Yeah.
We finally get to meet this infamous James.
Yeah, we get to meet James.
Ah.
And he's going to start a show with us soon, too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, in the adult industry and shit.
That's, very cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I really hope he gives me some kind of pass to go be an observer on a porn shoot.
I'm sure he will. All you have to do is ask. You know?
I know. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that once, and then we can come back and tell all the stories and shit.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you ever see, I don't remember how long ago this was. It was probably like, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago. There was this lady who was trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for having sex with the largest number of men.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually kind of like, I don't remember, I feel like it was televised, but obviously it couldn't really be televised, like the whole thing.
Right.
But like she was being like packed down with ice and there were fluffers and there were like hundreds of guys that would walk in off, you know, walking off the street and just have themselves fluffed.
Yeah.
And then
I remember that.
They would literally like just like stick her for a second.
Yeah.
And then like next. How awful.
Just for the numbers, huh?
Just for the numbers.
I know.
I don't know if I would
really.
That
pussy must have looked like a fucking rag at the end.
Oh, God. I don't even want to imagine what that pussy looked like. But what a thing to make yourself famous with, like having slept with the most men in the world
at one time.
Ew.
Yeah. Wow.
Ah.
I know, disgusting, huh?
I know.
And what about the ones that take the jizz every time the guy comes? You know, I mean, it's like, they take it from each guy too. It's not like what you were describing, but the guys go until they finish.
Mm.
Yeah, those are more popular gangbangs.
Oh,
but
God.
I don't see.
I wouldn't want to be the guy that goes second.
I know. Well, I don't get the people watching this stuff. I mean, why would you want to see guys? You know, and one chick. I mean,
it's a domination thing.
But how interesting can it be? I mean, you're right. It probably is. You know. But I don't know. I don't get that. You know, I don't get that. Look, I love lesbians. I like to see some domination. I like, you know, but not with the rubber suits and all that shit. You know, but I'm not as square as you make me out to be. You know, but I definitely was a lot more liberal when I was younger.
Franz was the one that called you a square once upon a time, and then the one day I brought him into the studio, he was like. I was like, oh, I'm going to tell Sam that you called him a square. And he got really, like, uptight about it. He was like, no, you can't tell him I said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And he said, because that's, like, the worst kind of, like, insult, calling someone a square.
It is.
Why is it so bad? I don't understand.
Because it seems like you're plain, I guess, plain and ordinary. You know, and maybe people don't want to be that.
I would love
to
be square.
I don't take
offense. I would love it if for once in my life someone would describe me as, like, plain and ordinary.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be. No, but I mean, I don't want to be considered a square, but I mean, I can see where you come from because it's all relative. I mean, compared to the shit that you do, yeah, I'm very fucking square.
I wonder if I was ever capable of, like, you know, being a different person, like moving to like a tiny little small town in like Montana mm-hmm. or something,
right.
And then just like really portraying myself as kind of like a good girl.
Yeah. Try that. See if it works.
Could be a neat little social experiment to see if I could fool myself.
Yeah. You see, that's why I don't know if they'll ever let you become a Jew, you know? You've sinned too many times.
Oh, no. Come on, at least in Catholicism, you can go to, you know, confession, all will be forgiven.
Yeah. Well, for Jews, too, remember on Yom Kippur. That's the day of atonement.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That was funny. On your Facebook, I sent you the message. I was like, atone, sinner! Repent!
Yes.
Repent!
And I was working and eating.
Bad,
that
bad
was terrible.
Sam.
That was fucking terrible, man.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I wanted to, I forwarded to you an email from a fan and from a listener, and I wanted to read it on the air, because I guess he listened to the other one that was bashing us the other day,
oh,
calling
yes.
us gutter mouths and shit. So, So this one is from Will, and he says he's in Mexico. I hear your show from Mexico City. I think you are great. This is real entertainment because it is real life you're talking about. I don't understand the people that say bad things about the show. If they can't say nice things, they should probably change the station. Now, there you go.
Good point.
There's an intelligent person.
Duh.
I want to tell Susie that I'm in love with her.
Thank you.
Yeah, to which I wrote to him, everybody is in love with Susie. And then he says, I want to invite her, well, both of you, to the best beaches of Mexico. Thank you. Thank you for the morning gift.
Aww.
Wow. Will, thank you very much. I mean, this stuff is really touching, and we like to get this kind of mail.
I know. It's so great.
Yeah.
Even the one little bit of hate mail was kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
I love
wow,
that shit.
Someone actually, you know, people care enough to hate us.
Yeah. No, I love that shit.
And they care enough to, like, find, like, our email address to, like, send us something, like, you know, telling us how much they hate us.
Yeah.
conservative bastard.
Yeah. I don't think he was really hating us. He did say good words about the show. He said it seemed like a good show and stuff, but he just didn't like the language.
Fuck, shit, cock.
Exactly. Motherfucker, bitch, pussy.
Cunt. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, but you see, that's what's cool about internet radio. Not only can we say what we want, but people hear us all over the fucking world, you know?
I know.
Isn't it amazing?
It really, really, really is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people from everywhere. It's just everywhere. Every day I see something new.
I had this Israeli guy email me yesterday, actually. Actually, you know what? I take that back. He's not Israeli. He's from Philadelphia. Mm. But he is now a Jew. He was born and raised as a Catholic dude.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he turned himself into a Jew. And if you look at his picture, he really looks like a Jew.
Oh, yeah.
And so
very religious Jew.
I sent him back an email. I was like, damn. I was like, for being a non-Jew, I was like, you made yourself look like a really, really, really legitimate Jew. You know, he's got the little Jew curls going on and, like, you right, know, the long
beard,
hair and the beard.
Yeah, the untrimmed beard.
That beard must have taken forever to grow. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
But he loved our show so much, and it was, like, really just cool.
Really?
But he was like, so I'm trying to figure out what the premise of your show is.
Still, there is none.
And, well, he was like, I'm guessing it's kind of like a morning sex show. And he's like, it's brilliant. But he was like, I just wanted to tell you it's really cute. Mm-hmm. And then I sent him one back, and I was like, I don't think cute would be the word I would use to describe our show. I would go with more racy, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. Rock. Yeah. Raunchy.
No, I'm not going to go raunchy. I'm just going to go racy.
Racy.
Racy,
okay.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Because I describe it as raunchy, but I guess it's too strong.
Raunchy is too strong.
It's not too strong. We say fucking everything, and we talk about anything.
We do talk about anything, but we don't. It's not always raunchy.
No, it's not.
You know, sometimes it gets a little bit racy, sometimes a little bit raunchy.
And it's definitely not the premise of the show either.
No, you know? Definitely not.
Yeah.
We don't try and gross people out.
No, we just happen to talk a lot about sex because we are sexed up.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, there you go.
But so I sent him a message back, and I was like, well, we're kind of like the Seinfeld of radio, you know, where we just kind of like, you know, schlep through our daily life and, like, you know, talk about the ups and downs of life and what's going on, and, you know, and that's pretty much it. And if it happens to turn to sex, which it usually does,
yes,
you know, so be it.
There you go. You know, I mean, everybody wants to talk about sex, but nobody does.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Yeah. Let's talk
about
sex.
But nobody does, you know.
Me.
I mean, we're still like so fucking uptight, you know.
And the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
Okay, all right, you begging for this.
Take those buttons away from you. I'm running the show on Monday.
Yeah, I know. I want to teach you how to run the show.
Seriously, you could sit here and do nothing.
Yeah, I'll just sit back here. Yeah, there you go. And just talk all the time. All
I know.
The time.
Wouldn't that
be
nice?
Yeah.
Actually, I like this seat much better. I don't have to do any work.
Yeah, I know.
I can get carpal tunnel pushing all of those buttons.
You think you would?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So how was, did you nanny yesterday?
No, what did I do yesterday? Oh, Victoria and I went back to my house, and I cooked us a wonderful lunch. I grilled some polenta on the grill, and then I made some green beans with my favorite seasoning, Beaumonde.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
polenta?
Polenta, it's kind of like a southern thing. Like, you get it at Trader Joe's, and it comes in like a round tube that's like a plastic covering on it, and it looks like cornmeal, kind of.
Right.
But it's kind of like gelled together, and it's weird texture.
Uh-huh.
So think of like grits or something. But it's much firmer, and so you can cut it in, like, you know, 1-inch slices and put it on the grill, and it's really fucking good.
Really?
Really fucking good.
Wow.
And it's really good for you and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And then I made a nice little tuna salad to go along with it. And then Oh, then we just went on this website called seekingarrangement.com for about 2 hours, and we just laughed and laughed and laughed at all of the different, it's a sugar daddy site for sugar babies seeking a sugar daddy.
Uh-huh. And so both you and Lisa went on, or what?
No, Lisa was running around doing preparations for her birthday party.
Oh, so who'd you do it with?
Just Victoria.
Oh, with Victoria.
Yeah.
You went on the site.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe the kinds of things that these men are looking for. Like some, like this one guy, he was like a huge CEO, and he was like, okay, you know, looking for a quote-unquote personal assistant that I will pay. Her allowance will be $5,000 to $10,000 per month, depending on how she fulfills her duties.
Wow.
But she has to keep her boss very, very happy. That must be her first priority. And then the other one was like, must wear extremely, you know, tight clothing around the office and like bend over and like do all these things.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God. And other ones are just like, look, I'm rich. I have no one in my life. You know, I'm looking for someone to spend some time with. You know, if you think you can handle it, you know, come on.
Yeah.
And then another one was looking for like a sex slave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This was down in Hermosa Beach. This person was like, I have so much fucking money, and I want someone to just abuse me. Take advantage of me. You will have control of all of my credit cards.
Oh, he wanted to be the slave.
He wants to be abused.
Yeah.
He was like, you will have full financial control of my life, and you just have to...
Financial control?
Yes. All you have to do is, like, spank me and, you know, like, keep me in check and, you know, and you will own me.
Susie, that's the guy you need. Okay? That's the guy you need. Manage his finances to the fucking ground.
But Sam, I'm telling you, like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, what are these people thinking?
Yeah, people are very lonely. You know, very
but this
lonely.
Guy wants to, like, have some, like, some fucking, you know, spoiled little thing, like, come into his life and, like, you know, use all of his money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I mean, if he wants to be a slave, he's probably into, like, abuse and pain and shit, you know, including financial.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've never seen of it or heard of anyone wanting, like, financial ruin
through
domination.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you think he wants sex, but just...
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm mixing up some of the ads. I don't think he wanted sex. I think all he wanted was to be, like, spanked and abused.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so weird.
Right, yeah, because remember when we had a dominant dominatrix and stuff, they told us that sometimes it's not about the sex at all. They don't have sex.
Mm.
You know, they just go through their rituals and shit.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know.
But I'm telling you, it was seriously entertaining, like, going through all these little things.
Yeah. Wow. Let's take another break, see if our guests are here.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back shortly.
Have you heard? Gay marriage is now A-OK in Connecticut. So why not plan your nuptials here with us soon? Non-traditional lifestyle livers have always been welcome in Connecticut. Our climate is uniquely suited to produce as many rainbows as possible. Did you know Connecticut was one of two states that never ratified prohibition? So nothing you do is prohibited. Connecticut is the birthplace of Noah Webster of dictionary fame, who literally wrote the definition of fabulous. Our Senator Joe Lieberman is an independent, which means he goes both ways. And Connecticut held the first women's golf tournament. Need we say more? So say I do in Connecticut. Because you can. Marriage not valid in South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, Delaware, North Dakota, New Mexico, Kansas, Arizona, Oklahoma.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
And especially on this show, we say what we want. And
I'm
saying that I'm irritated that the guests are late. Okay, that's what I want to say.
You're always irritated.
Yes, that's true. You know what my wife was telling me the other day, or she keeps telling me, is that, and then my son made me realize this too. I didn't realize I was doing this. Every time I eat, I complain about something about the food.
Are you kidding?
No. And it's true. You know, I mean, I'll go to a burger place. It's too hot, too cold, too old, too this, too that. You know,
do you do it with your wife's cooking?
Yes.
Oh, also. Sam.
And I mean, I try. I don't realize I do that. You know, because so I'm starting to realize why am I like so like my food has to be perfect.
Like I brought you banana bread the other day, and you're like, it's cold.
It's cold, and it was hard. Too.
I was like, fuck you! I just brought it out of the fridge. You know, I put it in there so it wouldn't get bad. I was like, I baked some fucking banana bread, and I bring it in for you, and you're like, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, it's exactly. You see, and I'm so unappreciative.
Very unappreciative
when it comes to that. But you know, I'm
fucking,
honest.
Fucking
that's
juice.
My problem. Yeah. That's my problem.
Unappreciative Jews.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You see how the Jews are really the problem.
I know.
You have
I
to
know.
Understand that, you know? We have to get rid of all the Jews.
I just got a text message from one of our listeners who's a very good friend of mine, and he says, wow, Sam must be wearing a tiger print thong today. FYI, why Jews and Arabs hate each other begins with the story of Abraham and his sons.
Well, that's where it began, probably, yeah. But, yeah, so we're, I mean, essentially, if you go back to the ancestry...
Are you wearing a tiger print thong?
Yes, exactly, that's what I want. But I don't get the joke, though, with that. What's the joke?
I don't know, because I'm always saying, I don't know, I guess because you're kind of like, rawr!
Really?
You know, your tiger claws are coming out today.
I'm usually not like that.
And I always tell you, you're getting your panties in a bunch.
Yeah. No, and I wasn't getting pissed. I mean, I could get pissed also.
And it could be wedged way high up your ass.
Okay, would you stop with the fucking thong already?
Well, you said you didn't get it, so I'm trying to explain.
Okay, thank you very much.
When I tell you I don't get things, I expect you to explain.
Yeah. Okay, so what did he say about the Jews again?
That the reason the Jews and Arabs hate each other is because
exactly. Okay.
of Abraham and his sons.
Yeah, so I guess that's... So we are actually cousins because...
Jews and Arabs?
Yeah, because when you think about it, if Abraham had two sons, right, and they had kids, these kids would be cousins. And that's how close we are in heritage and history and so forth, and yet we're so far apart on these issues, on ideology.
Mm. Any kind of ideology is bad. Seriously.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know about George Bush. I'm looking at him. I'm starting to feel sorry for him because he looks like totally battered.
Aww. Yeah. Where did you see him? Like on TV?
They show pictures of him and then he starts apologizing. I mean, he apologized for some of the things he said or took him back and shit. Like that the war was over after 2 days, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And shit like this. So... he's just going to be remembered as the stupidest president ever.
There's no such word as stupidest.
I know, but that's why I said it.
Say dumbest.
I know. Actually, when my kids were growing up, they used to have Rugrats. You know Rugrats?
That little cartoon?
Yeah.
What does this have to do with Rugrats?
Well, I'll tell you, because they always said, like, bestest.
That's awful.
Yeah. That's the way they were talking.
But letting your kids watch that, and then they're going to be learning how to speak that way. What kind of awful parental programming is this? Sam?
Well, I guess the kid grows up and he knows it's wrong to say it that way.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not running around saying it.
No, but it's sort of become part of the vernacular. I mean, I hear people, even adults say that sometimes. You know,
yes.
The bestest. I think usually it's like in jest and stuff. It's not like when you're having a fucking business discussion, you're not going to use that word. But, you know.
I think people that use stupidest really think it's a word.
Yeah. Because it's used so widely, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
That's because they probably had it in that little stupid show. Now everyone's grown up and they're still using it.
Okay.
Whatever. All right,
so the most stupid president.
The dumbest.
In the history. The dumbest.
The dumbest, yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So I reconnected this morning with a rocket scientist friend of mine.
You have a rocket scientist for a friend?
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
I have all kinds of friends.
You really do.
I met him when I was drunk in the airport in Colorado. and I totally lost touch with him for a while, but he actually lives in California. But we totally exchanged information and everything when I met him, and he ended up, you know, I was kind of poor at the airport, and I was running out of money to buy my Guinness, and he came up to me because I was sucking down Guinness in a pint with a straw. And he's like, I've never seen anyone drink beer with a straw. What are you doing? But so I found his business card. It fell out of a book that I knocked off my shelf today. And it's so weird because I was just thinking about this guy the other day after,
really?
I don't know, we have one of those rocket scientist or genius types on that was an author probably like a week or two ago. And so it's just really weird that I was thinking about this guy and I lost his phone number and all of a sudden I knocked the book off the shelf when I'm running out the room and I found it. And so he just sent me a text message, too. And so he's now listening to the show.
Wow, amazing.
So we've got a rocket scientist listening.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird, though. I mean, what? You just knocked over a book?
I knocked over a book, and the business card fell out of it.
And how many books do you have there on the shelf?
I've got a ton of books on the
shelf.
Really? Yeah.
And you knocked that one over?
I knocked that one particular book
over. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty random.
Susie, the shit that's happening to you lately.
I know.
It's really weird.
I know.
Huh? Yeah. We got a phone call. Good morning, Sam and Susie. You're on the air.
Hi, Sam and Susie. This is Peter Welland. Is Susie around?
Hi, Peter Welland. How are you? I like the pictures you sent.
Oh, I could send more. That was just the faceless proofs that I actually did.
That was just the tip?
So now, who's Peter?
Yes.
Peter sent you the email.
I had sent the porn pictures the other day.
Oh, yes, yes. You didn't send them to me, though.
No.
Yeah, good.
No.
Good. Keep it that way.
I did that intentionally, yeah. You want them? No?
No, I don't want them. I'll pass. I'll pass.
Peter, where are you calling us from?
Florida.
From FLA. Oh, we've got someone in country.
South Florida. You in Miami?
No, Stuart, Jupiter area, West Palm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So how do you guys know each other?
Excuse me?
How do you guys know each other? How do you know Susie?
Susie dated my brother for how many years? I wouldn't say dated. Maybe pretend marriage for several years.
It was pretend marriage. We have return address labels. We had monogrammed towels. Like everything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Susie, don't you refer to him often on the show?
I do refer to him often in the show, yes. This is Brian from Massachusetts.
I see, okay.
The one I had the contentious relationship with.
But it's amazing. You guys have kept in touch. That's nice.
Only through the show now. Peter's now been listening to the show.
Oh, really?
Peter is actually, is it accurate to say you're a sex addict, Peter?
Does he want the world to
be accurate? Yes, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, the whole world needs to know.
Oh, I think the whole world already does know.
It's
now, do you know a man?
I guess.
Okay, now what's a sex addict? How are you different from just a perpetually horny man? How is that different?
I'm not really sure, because being a sex addict, I'm not really sure what it feels like to be any different. So I would from having male friends, I would think that every guy is a sex addict.
Right.
But I guess
I
guess I could say that if it consumes your every thought during the day, like everything you do for you.
Yeah.
Your
well, it does
adult
for me,
life,
but
just try to find another woman is probably a sex addict, right?
That's true. So you probably like a little extreme on that, you know? But, I mean, I can say that I mostly walk around. I don't think 5 minutes passes without thinking
okay,
of sex.
Okay, Sam, let me give you a little bit of an example. So Peter had come to visit Brian in Massachusetts, and this was when Brian and I had been broken up for a while, but we had just gotten back together again. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really trust Brian that much at the time because he had cheated on me. Mm-hmm. So Brian was at work, and I decide I'm going to go on the history of his computer. And so Peter was in town, keep in mind. And all of a sudden, I look at the history, and it was like match.com, JDate, Match.com, eHarmony. And I was like, what the fuck?
MySpace.
Exactly. And I was just like, that motherfucker's cheating on me again. I was like, we just got back together again. We just worked out our problems. So I went and I joined Match.com and eHarmony and like all these other things because I was looking for his profile without having joined. Mm-hmm. And then I thought he had purposely like hidden it from me. Uh-huh. So I literally joined these dating sites, you know, to try
just
and
to
like,
find it.
Just to catch him.
Yeah. That's why you did that.
And then it turns out, fucking, it was his brother. I, you know, the only Jacob brother, sorry, that I find. Yeah. Is Peter.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I've caused his computer to crash 8-9 times, maybe. Well. He doesn't allow me near his computer anymore.
Exactly. And the keyboard's a little sticky, you know, whatever.
No, that's not true.
But I'm telling you, Sam, the reason Peter had to move to Florida is because he ran out of women to fuck in New York and, like, the greater New England area.
Oh, wow.
That is right.
So you have to have different women all the time, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You
like the
that's
thrill
not
the
of the case with every man. That's not the case with most men.
No, but it's true, not with most, but it is a novelty, you know, to I think, yeah, when you do it like that.
Our porn star is in the house.
Oh, she's in the house. Okay, Peter, well, you're one porn star we're going to let go now. And so do you want to plug your movies or anything?
No, it's just stuff that's on the internet. You can't.
I see.
You'd have to pay, you know, $30 a month to see it anyway. So, AsianAmericanGirls.com and AT Kingdom. But no, I don't get anything from it anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, AT Kingdom is that teen porn site. I mean, they're not real teens.
Peter.
But,
Legal teen.
Yes, legal teens. But but they're fresh meat.
They're actually usually 22 years old or so. Anyway.
Yeah. I know.
Oh God, that's a ripoff. Bullshit.
So your so-called porn star is now in the studio.
She's in the studio, and she is a star. Don't put her down. Okay, Peter, we're gonna let you go, man.
Okay.
Okay, take care. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right, so, yeah, you can't. Nobody can compete with a porn star. So let us take another short break, and we'll be back after we get him situated.
Previously on Sam and Susie in the Morning.
There's something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's,
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not after love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Wow. I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this light. There's something about the way you look tonight. There's something about the way you look tonight.
This is the great Senator Ted Kennedy. I am a big fan of Sam and Susie in the Morning here on LA Talk Radio. There is nothing more than I like Jews and nymphomaniacs. And put that pair together, and that is something I will listen to on my internet radio all day long. Here they are, Sam and the horny little slut, Susie. Era.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
And, of course, we do have a slut in front of me, but
hey.
We have a classy lady next to you.
Well, maybe she's a slut.
Yeah, she's a classy slut. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, and we have Daisy Marie in the studio. Amazingly beautiful,
she
of course.
She is so cute. Thank
yes.
you.
No
oh,
bra,
my goodness.
No bra. I mean, no that's bra. All you can see is the bouncing boobs.
Are those real?
Natural.
No.
They're not?
No.
Wow, they look very real.
Oh!
God,
oh
man, we just got to see them, folks.
you just made
my fucking day, man.
Oh,
yes. Oh man, I've got a raging heart on now. Well, but they look very good. I mean, I don't like fake boobs usually, but that's a great job you had.
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I came from a natural B cup, so that's why it kind of, you know, went with. I got one size bigger, so it just filled them in a little more.
Ah.
Are your nipples? Pull the mic towards you even more. The whole thing.
Speak into the mic.
Yeah. Because we really want to
shove it
hear.
In my face.
Exactly.
I like
suck,
that.
Suck on the damn thing.
Oh my goodness, we got a firecracker in the studio.
Yes, we do.
I like that.
So this is amazing. So
wait, are your nipples always hard?
Always. Oh my god.
Really?
Always. Yeah. Wow. Ever since I got them done, I'm extra sensitive now. Like
really,
I can actually come and get like my pussy will get. Can I say that?
Yeah. Of course, okay. You can say whatever you want. You're in the dirtiest place around.
My pussy gets it gets wet. I can like have an orgasm just by having
really?
Either my nipples played with or sucked. Yeah.
Really?
So
that's
awesome.
Pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah. Can we try that now?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh fuck, man. Okay. Wow. I mean, can you imagine sucking on a nipple and she comes, or at least gets wet? Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, You're lucky.
Yeah, I thought I would lose sensation, but I didn't. I know. I gained sensation. I'm like extremely sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't some women though lose sensation?
They do. I have a girlfriend actually that has a boob job as well, and she went through the nipple and she lost sensation on her left side.
Really?
Oh. So her right side she only feels one nipple.
Whoa.
So does she have like one hard nipple and one soft nipple at all times?
They do get hard, both of them, but she only feels one of them, so it's not fun.
Oh. Oh, the poor girls. Yeah.
Well, you got a gorgeous fucking body, you know?
Thank you.
So, are you Hispanic?
I am. I'm Hispanic, yeah.
But you're from here. I mean, you were born here, right?
Yeah. My parents are from Mexico. I grew up in L.A., so I do speak fluent Spanish.
Really?
For all you guys that like that. Okay. Español.
Oh, yeah. Say fuck me in Spanish.
Quiero que me cojas bien rico.
Oh, man.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I love that. Are you kidding?
Imagine waking up to that every morning.
You know what I always say, Daisy Marie? I used to work in a lot of restaurants and stuff, and to all the Mexican guys I would have in the kitchen, they wouldn't know what to do with me, because like we would have like a kid's meal and I'd have to microwave the hot dog. Then I would take the hot dog and I'd start slapping myself in the mouth with it. And then I would say to the guys, I'm like, yo quiero su penga en mi boca.
Oh yeah, you did good. Yeah. I mean, most people can't get that. The pinga, mi pinga, dame tu pinga.
What does that mean? The fuck?
It means penis in Spanish.
Oh, penis. Yeah. Oh, pinga?
Pinga.
It says, I want your penis in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what
I
said.
See. Okay. I figured that's probably what it was.
Yes, yes. Just to make, lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah. Sure. So, are you originally from LA? Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up in LA. My whole life, actually. I was born in Oregon, but I came to LA when I was 4 years old.
Oh.
So ever since I grew up in East Los Angeles, actually.
Yeah. She said Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregonian.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Wow, so that's awesome. Now, may I ask how old you are? I mean, or
yeah.
You don't,
no, yeah. I don't mind.
No, I mean, stars don't care. Yeah.
No, I
yeah.
don't. Go I'm ahead. 24 years old.
24? Mm-hmm. Wow. She looks 19 to me.
I know. She totally does. She really is so cute. I want to just like hug her and her up and squeeze her.
She really is
thank
cute.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, Susie would do you in a minute.
I would do Susie too.
Oh my goodness. I think I'm blushing.
Okay, let's go off the air and do something here. I mean, I want to watch. Yeah. So do you do, so in your movies, do you do girls and boys?
I do you girls do? And boys. And both at the same time, if it comes about.
Wow. So have you always been like, I mean, you must be horny to be in porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you always been horny like this?
I have. I've always been, I actually, when I was younger, I didn't really know what sex was, but I knew that when I used to touch myself, I liked it. And I used to hump my pillow when I was young.
Oh,
or
man.
Like a really big stuffed animal that I had, and I would get like this warm, tingly feeling inside of me, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew like, gosh, I can't wait to do that again. That felt great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You see, Susie, that's what we were talking about earlier. I was the same way. Because we had a girl here yesterday that never masturbates.
Ever.
And, yeah, ever.
What?
Ever. Yeah. And we thought, how terrible to go through life like that, And then Susie said, well, I started kind of late. And I told her, I said, I started when, as early as I remember myself, You said with a pillow, I was sort of like rubbing against the bed or something,
Yeah.
And yeah.
I just imagine Sam humping the bedpost. Yeah.
Well, no, not the bedpost. I would just lie down, on my stomach.
And, wow.
And rub it, yeah. You see, you develop systems when you were a kid.
Yeah. I started young. I had a boy. I got caught kissing a boy when I was like, I don't know, like 9 years old underneath like this truck. There's like this big diesel truck that used to always park on our block. And we were playing hide and seek with all the kids at night. And him and I went and hid underneath the big
really?
Truck. And my brother comes out and we're like kissing. And yeah, I got in trouble.
Wow. Oh no. From your brother? Or did he tell your parents?
Yeah, of course. He told my parents and his parents. And we were told to stay away from each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I know.
Tell me something. Can you still come from humping a pillow?
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can. It's just like, it's like riding a cock,
It's like riding a cock.
The only difference is there's nothing inside of me, but just the rubbing against
the friction on
my clit. Yeah. It gives me that.
Wow. Susie, have you tried that before?
I've humped all kinds of things.
I mean, you would be natural for this because you don't really like to touch yourself with your hands, right?
Or no.
Yeah, so that would be perfect for you as a pillow,
How about with toys? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. She's got toys coming out of her
ass. I've got an arsenal at the house.
Yeah, me too. Me too, totally. My nightstand is lucky nightstand number one.
Seriously, like the first thing, actually, when I first moved into my new house, my roommate was like, oh, she's got a glass dildo right on her dresser, right in the middle of everything. Oh, what are all those wires and extension cords running up to your bed?
Oh, my God. And like the packs of batteries, batteries.
You know what? I gave up using any toy. Well, I have one toy left that I use. With batteries, but I was spending so much money on batteries, I couldn't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
So actually, I had one boyfriend that spliced the wires, and he, you know, made it so I could plug it into the wall.
Oh my god!
So all should
plug it into a car battery or something.
No, seriously, you can get ones that will plug into the cigarette lighter in your car. Those are the best.
Yeah. I don't know if I could, like, I tried masturbating in my car one time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. It's really? Like every little. You know, jerk. I step on the gas a little more.
No, the way you got to do it, you got to be in like Wyoming or Nebraska or Kansas, one of those like flat states where you can like set the cruise control, wear a skirt with no underwear, put your leg out the window, and just cruise, baby, just cruise. That's the way you got to do it. I'm serious.
That's funny.
So Susie, she brought us a Penthouse magazine that not only is she in the cover,
centerfold,
she's a fucking centerfold. Susie, check this out.
She's stunning.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at these boobs.
Ooh, she's on a zebra, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a nice, cute little vagina here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A little Latin pussy.
Yeah, naked pussy. And now, at what point did you decide, I'm going to get into porn?
Hand that over here. Why are you keeping it over there?
He's hogging it.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell the listeners, though. This is a Penthouse issue, June
2008.
June 2008, mm-hmm. If you want to find... Daisy Marie there, and Susie's not gonna feast.
No.
So,
actually, if you guys wanna see, I'm actually in the December issue for Penthouse this month as well, because it's the Penthouse Pet Playoffs for Pet of the Year.
Oh.
So we are
that five times fast.
Penthouse Playoffs Pet of the Year. Penthouse Playoff Pet of the Year. Get that right, guys.
Now, does that mean we can vote for you?
Yes.
Really?
Voting starts December, and you go to penthouse.com, and you vote for Daisy Marie.
Yes.
It's all 12 girls of the year, you know, every girl for the month.
I see.
But only one can take the title for Pet of the Year.
Pet of the Year, huh?
Yes.
Wow. So. Now, what would that mean to you? I mean, would that open up some contracts?
A contract, definitely.
Really?
Lots of big opportunities. I mean, being on Penthouse has already opened up lots of opportunities. I've done, I mean, radio shows, Howard Stern, you know what I mean?
You were on Howard?
I was just on Howard Stern
recently.
I'm
so fucking flattered, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they...
Sam loves
Howard. Are they showing it on demand? I mean, did...
It was on demand, yeah.
It was?
Yep. And it's online. What's it called? It was actually the Howard Stern Penthouse beauty competition, and four of us girls went on it, and we were judged by our appearance, we were judged by our personalities, and we were judged by our talent. So each one of us had to do a talent.
Yeah.
And me being Hispanic, I chose to sing and dance in Spanish.
Wow.
So I won.
Really?
Yeah, I won the competition.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I mean, but I mean, no, so we're flattered. I mean, you were on Howard. Now,
I think we need to go out and play sometime, because it says here in Penthouse that you are always up for an adventure.
Always.
Yes.
Always up for an adventure.
Yes. Well, I think we need to go get into some trouble.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
She's
I'm always
the perfect
up for
person
it.
For that.
Always up for it.
Well, always. So now.
I particularly love the one where you're getting the milk poured down your boobs and it's just dripping. The cream is everywhere.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and you know what, though? I mean, the makeup and everything makes you look older, though, you know?
Yeah.
In person, you look so young.
Because I wear the least makeup as possible when I go throughout the day.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love getting glammed up and everything, but...
But you don't walk around like a porn star.
No, not at all. Yeah. See, a lot of people were like, when I tell them, like, oh, they ask me, what do you do? I'm like a model, you know? I usually say model, adult film star. And they're like, really? You don't look like it, you know? But
I think it's the freckles, actually.
Oh, my God.
Your adorable little freckles.
I have
freckles.
I have lots of freckles.
Wow, no, they're cool. They're so cute on you, and they just like they make your eyes just like completely pop, and they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So this is now. So let me just go back to that show. Now I remember there was a penthouse contest. In fact, I saw that it's listed on Howard TV, and I never watched it. Now I'm gonna fucking go and watch it. I didn't realize you were on it.
Yeah,
because I don't get to listen to them every day, but so I miss out on a lot, and I miss that show. But you fucking bet I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
But what day? Do you remember the date?
It was the 14th of
October.
October 14th.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look for
the exact date. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have all the shows recorded, so I'm gonna listen to it. Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good
was
for you.
Lots of fun. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, I mean, being in Penthouse is really like.
It's a big deal.
Bigger, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, I've shot for different magazines. I've been on Hustler. I've been on Club International, High Society, all those magazines. But this is the big go for me because I've worked really hard. I've been in the industry for about 5 years. And,
really? Since you were 19?
Since I was 18.
18?
A week after my 18th birthday. Yeah.
So you really waited to start acting,
I waited to start. I was like, I wasn't doing anything at the time. I wasn't working. And I was, you know, I was having a little tough time getting through and stuff. So someone came and... you know, I've always wanted to be a model since I was younger. I actually went and did a couple modeling things for Barbizon and all that when I was younger. And
Susie was a baby model too.
Were you? So like, you know, someone came up to me and they're like, "Hey, well, how would you like to, you know, do modeling and stuff?" And I said, "Really?" I said, "I would love to." They're all, "Oh, we do video too." They didn't mention the video until after, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I went and I tried out and I met a couple directors and I right away just fell into it, started shooting, and been doing it ever since. And I felt really comfortable with it. That's why, you know, it was like having sex in my own bedroom.
Wow.
We had another star that was telling us the same thing about how she got into it. And basically, you know, someone was like, "Oh yeah, it's modeling and this and that." And they basically tricked her. And then as soon as she gets there, she's like, "This ain't the modeling I was thinking of."
Well, I mean, I knew, but they kind of, you know, just made it seem like it was just a big modeling gig. And then once I stepped into the office, I'm like sitting in this office and I'm looking at all the frames and, you know, all the box covers on the walls and all this porn. I'm like, okay. And he's like, "Would you be interested in doing video as well?" And I said, "Yeah,
wow,
sure."
So right there, you
right then and there, I went and I got tested, and then I started a week after I met like a couple of directors. Yeah.
What do you mean you got tested for what?
STDs.
STDs? Yeah, because they require.
I thought it was a screen test. No. What the fuck do you have to
let
test
me,
for?
Yeah. You gotta suck all these guys' cock just to make sure that you're qualified.
Exactly. That you look good. You look good on camera with the cock in your mouth.
But yeah, we went and I started, and it was. My first scene was a girl boy. So, and then I did, you know.
So you like girls, huh?
Yeah.
Had you done it before you were doing films?
I did. I actually, before I lost my virginity, I was with the girl, which was my best friend from preschool.
Aww.
At 13. So, nice. Yeah, we were like out one night and we were, you know, watching porn.
At 13?
Yeah, we were actually in a hotel room.
She's obviously very sexual.
We were like partying, you know what I mean? Young, dumb, didn't know what we were doing. We're like, "Oh my God, look at those girls. What are they doing?" And I've always been the one to be adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Hey, let me try that on you." And she loved it, and I loved it. And I was like, "Wow, I like this," you know?
Wow. Oral sex.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's like, I didn't know what I was doing, but apparently it was good because she was like all into it, you know? So, I've been a pro from the start.
Obviously, shit, you know.
Sam, you are so happy over there.
Of course, I am. I'm playing with myself under the desk.
Is that what that was? I saw a lot of movement over there.
Yeah, the table is starting to rise. Wow, I'd love to have someone like you around, let me tell you. So, how many movies have you done so far?
I've done over 200 movies.
200 fucking movies.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of
fucking. Do you have them like all on your shelf at home?
I don't have them all on my shelf, but I have most of them. I do have a huge collection of my movies.
Yeah. Do you like watching your own movies?
I do.
Many don't, right?
Every once in a while, if I have a significant other with me and we want to pop something in, you know, I'll watch it. Or sometimes I want to see, like, hey, I want to see how the editing was on this movie, yeah. or, you know, uh-huh. or I want to see how, you know, how hot it looks on yeah. film. Because it's like, you know, when you're doing it, you don't really see what they're shooting. No. So yeah. it's like, I want to see what they shot. And I like to watch my movies simply because it's like, I like to pinpoint what I could correct or what I could do better.
Yeah. A you true know I mean? Artist. We yeah. have a true artist. In
Absolutely. You know, and doing the radio is the same thing because yeah. I always listen to it afterwards because it sounds totally different.
Right.
And because you're doing it, you're not consuming it. Right. You know, and when you're at home watching
it's
it,
it's like
you're
the viewer's it. Point of view. Exactly. You know, I want it. Yeah, exactly. definitely.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, that angle. Whoa,
yeah.
Like, hey. Wow. I mean, I look that great from behind. Yeah. The cock inside of me.
Yeah. Yep.
So, now, are you into anal at all?
In my personal life, in actually, personal life, it's yeah. so funny because I haven't done anal on film. Mm-hmm. I've actually been holding back just because I'm not prepared. And I like to do, when I do stuff on film, I like to be 100% comfortable with it.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I do it in my personal life, and in my personal life, I'm not 100% comfortable with it. Right. So to do it on film, I'd be a little iffy, and I would like to give 100%, mm-hmm. and I know I'm not. Sure with giving 100% yet, so
yeah
I'm not saying I won't do it, right. I'm gonna do it, I just not yet, and I'm gonna probably do it for my website first,
yeah, and you want to build that anticipation,
yeah,
you
know, because so all of my fans always ask me, like, Daisy, when are you gonna right. do anal, you know, because right. I don't do more than two guys, I don't do gangbangs, I don't right. do right. I keep it pretty basic, you know what I mean, I do girls and all that, but as far as like the double anal and all that, you yeah. know, I like
that's
to shoot
that.
That's
not for you. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And then, like, if you guys see,
that
I'm
just
tiny, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. it's my body anyway.
Can, yeah, it does. I'm really scared. I actually took it in the ass last night. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I was, like, so into it. And I was.
Do you masturbate while you're doing it?
I do. I have to play with my pussy. I have yeah. to, like, rub my clit or something in order for me to
tolerate it.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just like, no, take it out. You know, I can't wow. do it. And I'm tense, but yeah.
You gotta really relax.
Yeah. Huh? I was surprised. How I took it last night.
Did you bite down on the pillow and just
I was like, I was zoned. I was kind of like, it's mind over matter, you know what I mean? Like the girls, I always ask the girls in the industry that do anal, I said, what are your, you know, number one things that you can tell me to do before my anal? She's like, just try not to think about it so much. She's like, just relax and enjoy it. And I did. And it was great.
It was great.
And you know, I had the best orgasm coming from my ass, like ever. Really? I never even thought I could ever have an orgasm like I did.
Wow.
And it was just back to back to back to back.
Wow.
One after another?
Yeah, one after another. And I was like, whoa, like it was just
Susie,
it was
this
incredible.
This is a dream chick.
My boyfriend's coming home from being away for 2 months in New York. He's coming home tonight and he's constantly begging me for anal. Now maybe, you know, that'll be my little welcome home present
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, and she'll give you tips now yeah. because she's been getting tips from others. So, but in porn, obviously you get paid a lot more for anal, right?
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And that's why I think many stars like will sort of like build the anticipation, like we said, and then when you finally do
demand
it.
Demand some big bucks.
Yeah, it's like the demand.
That's what
is
I'm
really
probably
going to
do, yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
and don't do it too much. I mean, no. I've seen or heard about women that like their asshole like collapsed.
See, that's what
yeah.
I'm scared of.
Yeah,
I'm really scared of that. Because it's like, I hear, you know, these stories, and I'm like, wow, that's, yeah. I mean, it could be dangerous, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think it's horrible not to be in control of, you know,
yeah,
your...
Yeah. Yes. uh-huh. No, that's true, of your bowels.
Yeah,
yeah.
your bowels.
Fuck,
it's like,
man.
Okay, do I have to wear a diaper now? That is not hot.
I know. But, so... when you do it, is it like from behind doggy style, or do you like to be lying on your back and get it?
I see. Last night I tried it, and it's weird because I've tried it before, and I tried it on my back, and I liked it. Last night I got on top.
Really?
And I was just like on it, like, oh my really? God, I could not believe that I did it, and I was like, this is awesome. Like,
now, who were you doing this with?
My sister. Yeah. Just
you have a boyfriend?
No,
just
no
a boy.
Boy. Fuck, man, she's available, Susie.
Yeah, I'm available.
Oh, wow. So, but it would be hard to find a boyfriend if he's not in the industry, right?
Actually, I've never dated in the industry my whole life. My whole career, actually. I've never dated in the industry. I find it harder to date in the industry because it's so, like, I don't know, I've I just think there's, when you love someone, it's hard to watch them be with someone else. Mm-hmm. But then again, yep. I've been in a regular relationship with someone that hasn't, that's not in the industry, and they accepted it. You know what I mean? And
really?
Yeah. I was in a relationship for 4 years. I was engaged wow. really? And all that.
And
yeah.
he didn't mind you doing it.
He didn't mind, no. And I let them know from the, you know, from the gate, like, hey, this is what I do. This is my career, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just what it is. You know, there's yeah. no ands, ifs, or buts. It's not changing for anything. And, you know, they accept it, and it's been good. I mean, of course, there's that insecurity that, you know, the guy has, but
right.
I've been able to manage a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
really,
I mean, even
really
porn
admirable.
Stars need love, right?
Yeah, of yeah. course. I mean, it's here's the thing is, it's not, it's a business. It's, yeah. It's a job. It's not, I mean, of course, yes, we do enjoy it. It's, I can't say it. Yeah. I fake it all
but,
the time.
But we
you know,
enjoy it.
But sometimes you do fake
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I do. Yeah. When the yeah. guy isn't attractive and he's not doing his job or mm-hmm. I have to give that extra mile, you know, then I do have to fake it. But
you
most
take one
of
the
time,
for the team.
I take one for the team. Most of the time, I'm really into it. The thing that gets me excited when I'm on set or when I'm doing a film mm-hmm. is knowing that someone is watching me turns
you
me
like
on.
That huh?
Oh my god, that is like the best.
Yeah, you
like,
see, that's why you're natural for this kind of
like
thing.
I really like, and then even thinking like, oh my god, this movie's gonna release and there's gonna be so many guys jacking off to me. I'm you uh-huh. know, it excites uh-huh. me.
Wow.
Does your family know you do this?
My brothers and sisters know. My mother, she's
keel over. I mean, if she
yeah, yeah, you know what? My mom's really old school Catholic. You know, I was raised really Catholic, always going to church
me
every
too.
Sunday. You know, so it's like I
look
mean,
what happens to
right?
you?
Right? It's like they always knew I was the wild one because I used to be like, oh yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a dancer.
You're making out with the altar boys in the back,
right? You know, and so yeah, my mom doesn't know, but I mean, I told her I do bikini modeling and stuff like that, but I would break her heart if I told her, you know. Mm. She's old school. I'd rather just keep it that way.
Yeah,
you know. So
there's yeah. no possibility of her like walking down the street and seeing the Penthouse magazine
or no,
Penthouse
really.
Magazines don't sit on in the open anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they don't.
They sort of cover them.
Yeah,
like
they cover them.
Stands. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so she doesn't know, but my brothers know, my older brothers know, my older sister know. I'm actually the youngest.
Oh, really?
So they, I mean, they
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 3 older brothers and 1 older sister.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not too
bad.
Yeah. yeah.
Some Mexican families have 12 kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, we are a really big family.
But families are cool, right? Yeah. I mean, you still.
I'm a big family person. I'm like, yeah. when I'm not working, people are like, what do? You know, you always party. You always have porn parties. No. Really, like, it's like, okay, I do. I do have a life, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, aside from my job, I do have a life, and mm-hmm. I dedicate a lot of my time to my family and stuff like
nice.
That.
Nice,
so.
Nice, cool, yeah. cool. Perfect wife material.
Absolutely,
and I'm a sucker for love. I'm like, I don't think I've. This is actually the longest it's been since I've been out of a relationship. I'm never single. I hate being single. I hate mm-hmm. dating. I hate the dating process. But right now I'm at the point in my life where I'm enjoying being single. I'm enjoying having my freedom and
awesome,
you know, exploring
yeah.
different things.
This is the time now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're young. You
I'm
know,
in
you
my got, prime.
Yeah, there you go, in your prime. Yeah. Yeah, you just wait. How horny you're going to get when you're 40. Wait.
I know, and it's weird because I feel like the older I get, the mm-hmm. more I want, the
yeah.
more
That's
I, you
what
know?
We were just talking about. I was just like telling you before. I'm like, yeah, I really didn't start masturbating like habitually, like on a daily basis until I was like 22. And then from then on out, it's just like, it gets worse and worse every
yeah.
day. It's like, mm-hmm. I just want a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, now, do you have to masturbate in order to come? Well, orally, you can probably come, right?
Yes.
Okay. But otherwise, when you have sex on film, you have to manually stimulate, right?
Most sometimes. Women do, right? Depends. It depends. It depends if the guy... You know, it depends on the guy, what he's doing. It.
Wait a minute. You tell me that from penetration you can come?
I can come from penetration.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I actually, most of the time, I come from penetration.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you have a small pussy, you know, and the clit is like really close
yeah.
or something. Because I think I read somewhere.
What was that? Yeah.
That was my feet.
I read somewhere, though, that... what did I read, Susie?
I don't know.
I totally forgot. What was I saying?
That women can come from crossing their
yeah,
legs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, not that. Not that. But that the factor of whether a woman can come doing intercourse or not has to do with the distance of the clit from the opening. Yeah, so you're one of the lucky ones,
yeah,
obviously.
I can come from that. It
wow.
depends
can
on the
you
position.
Squirt?
I have before, but
really?
I can't squirt on point. I
on
can't
demand,
like girls
yeah.
on demand. Like I yeah. can't do that. Like if a guy's fucking me like really rough and hard and mm-hmm. long strokes and deep in there and hits the spot, then yeah, I can do it, but I don't do it very often. It just comes when it comes, you know what I mean? So a lot of girls can be like, do you want me to come now? Okay, look, I'm gonna come, you know, here it goes. Yeah. I can't do that, you know. Yeah. It has to just come when it does.
Wow. Awesome. And I mean, before you started this, were you experiencing sex? Because you started it at 18.
Yeah, I was a little whore, you know, in school. I was always like kissing girls and kissing boys. And I mean, it was weird because I was a little tomboy and everybody was like, you know, didn't think that I would be, you know.
Really?
I kind of like came out of my shell and was like, wow, that's the same Daisy, you know, same girl, you know, because I was like total tomboy and stuff. But I've always
been. So Daisy isn't your real? Is your real name?
No, it's not my real name.
Okay,
but everybody would be like, you know, what? She looks different, or like, I never thought, you know, this. But I've always been really sexual since I was young.
Wow. I mean, fucking have sex for money, you know, I mean, what can be better than that?
Yeah, it's I enjoy it. And then it's like, I mean, this is what I've learned. It's like, when I was younger, before I got in the industry, I was fucking all the time. I had multiple sex partners.
Really?
I was just like, you know, so I when I got introduced to it, I was like, hey, I do this anyways.
Yes.
And here I mean, now it's like, it's safer because I have to get tested and the person I work with is tested and I get paid. It's like, what more can I ask for?
You know what I mean? Exactly. What the hell? And you never had a problem doing it in front of the camera, front of people, right?
Because
you like to be watched.
I've always been the center of attention. I've always been like that. Like, even, you know, at home, I've always been
well,
like...
Well, you are the youngest child.
Yeah, I'm always like, hey, look at me, look, you know? Yeah. Always been the one, like, to do the crazy thing to get noticed or whatever it is.
So do you think you also have sex because of that? Or maybe when you were younger... Have had a lot of sex with a lot of people, so they would notice you. They would like you.
I mean, that I was always flashing people. You see, I walked in here and showed you my tits, like nothing. You know, I was always like,
very
"Hey, you want to see my tits here?"
Yeah, very comfortable with the body.
Yeah,
wow, these
I've
tits
always
are something.
Been like that.
Man.
They're
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. I just got them 8 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, they're new still.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting them again. We're
yes,
getting them
we
again.
Are. Wow, they're beautiful. Yeah, call TJ.
TJ,
if you're out there, you need
he
to come
is out
in.
There. TJ,
yeah,
come back in.
Because TJ is a big fan. Actually, let's give him 5 minutes to be here because he told me, he says, I have to see her.
And he has to fill my boobs. Yeah. You can fill my
You're
boobs.
Hold on,
make
I get
me
to
crazy.
Feel them.
Yeah,
she's
fill
so
them. They're
tiny.
Really soft.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not touching them though because I. Yeah, my wife's going to throw me out of the house, but I can look at them.
God, they're so soft and supple yet firm at the same time.
Susie, I envy you so much now. Wow, look at those.
Bouncy, but mama.
Yeah.
Mama. Mamacita.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
So, yeah, so now what's coming up next for you? Why don't you go ahead and plug? Do you have like a new movie or something you want to promote?
I actually, the Penthouse thing is my main thing right now. I really want to win this.
Yes.
And
go to penthouse.com.
Go to penthouse.com and vote. You can also visit me on my website at therealdaisymarie.com.
Uh-huh. Is that what it's called? The Real Daisy Marie?
Yeah, it's therealdaisymarie.com. Okay. Or, I mean, MySpace.
Or just Google.
Yeah,
name,
Google MySpace / Daisy Marie XXX. I'm still shooting and stuff like that, but I'm doing a lot of stuff for my website. So I want to do more of the one-on-one with my fans and stuff like that. So I want to own most of my content. So
most
of the things that are going to be coming up are going to be on my site as far as, you know, anal and all that. I'm going to do it exclusively for my site. So only my members can see it. Yeah.
Really? Can we be members?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you have any like masturbation videos and
shit? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, we have a lot of stuff we haven't posted up yet. But
God, that boob was great.
God damn it.
Yeah, but there's stuff up there. You can watch mini videos and stuff like that, free clips and all
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Well, I'm definitely going to go there. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, the realdaisymarie.com.
Yes.
Don't go to daisymarie.com because it's probably not you.
Yeah, right? There's tons of sites out there that aren't me, but I mean, whatever. As long as they're promoting my name, it's cool.
Yeah, of course.
But the real Daisy Marie is the real Daisy Marie site.
Okay. So. And you can catch her pictures, of course, on the June 2008 issue of Penthouse. She's on the cover. You can't miss her. Mm-hmm. And Centerfold, too.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, maybe we should hang the Centerfold here in the studio.
I think we should frame it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, The other side of it has it's not nude or anything, so it's really nice. I like what they did with it.
That's true. We'll put the non-nude one because I don't want to offend people that come here for other shows and stuff.
Or we should try and get a copy of this and have her like autograph it and then start hanging these things up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll send you guys some more stuff.
Please
DVDs,
do
these videos 8x10s and stuff like
that. Send us an 8x10 and sign it. That'd be great.
Okay, I'll send you guys.
Not only are you so fucking hot, but you're funny. You're
She's
nice.
So nice. She's just all around, just like an all around like American girl. I love her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let her take a look at your ass. I mean, not naked or anything, but she thought you didn't have an ass.
I have a little ass.
Okay, let me see. That's a fucking nice. That's a fine ass. That's a fine ass. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting the whole ass.
Off. She's taking off. Okay, she's got a red thong. Wow. Now, are you going to still say she doesn't have an ass?
No, she's got an amazing little ass.
Okay, you see, I told you.
I have a cute little Latin ass.
You're just so free with your body. I mean, it's so refreshing, you know?
I don't know. I think
why not?
You're
beautiful. You love it. You know, like, let the world enjoy your beauty as well.
And you see, and that's what guys like, you know? It's not so much the fucking and stuff, but the fact that they might think they could get you, you know?
Yeah.
And you said, I mean, she's like your girl next door, you know, when you look at her. You know, she.
It's the freckles in the eyes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
And maybe the nipples, I don't know.
I know, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
They're super hard. Yeah, they stay hard.
Yeah, TJ, where are you? Okay, well, he'll take a picture with you when we get out. But at any rate, we've come to the end of the show. So go vote for Daisy. I'm definitely going.
Yeah, thank you. I really penthouse.com. Need everybody's support.
Yeah, make her pet of the year, and then you're going to get a real nice spread, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the big key.
I get the big key.
The big key?
Yeah. Right now I have a little key. It's the logo. It's the penthouse logo. So all the pets of the month get a little key, and then the pet of the year gets a big key flooded in diamonds.
Nice. Let's take one final phone call here.
Yeah, we need the big key, guys.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie, and we have Daisy Marie in the studio. Who's calling?
This is a wild show.
Oh, this is James. Hello, James. Where the hell are you, James? That's the
James
question.
James isn't feeling too good today.
Yeah, I haven't been feeling too well, and we've got a heavy workload over here.
Yeah, but you definitely sent us a star. Yes.
We love Daisy. She is so adorable. Oh, my God.
She's the best.
Oh, I just want to eat her up.
Yeah.
Or out.
she's the Latin queen.
Yes.
Thank you.
That she is.
You have royalty there today.
We missed having you in the studio, too, James. We wanted to meet you.
I'll come in real soon. Mm-hmm. But Sam, I got to tell you, you have got Tourette's or something. Every other word out of you is fuck, 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 fuck.
That's true. I do have Tourette's. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
We got some wonderful fan mail the other day.
It sounds like a really fun show today.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a good time.
And again, thank you for sending Daisy here because she's awesome. She really is.
She is really great, and I hope everybody goes and votes for her in December. On the penthouse site, penthouse.com, and vote for her for pet of the year. She deserves it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She could be my pet any day.
Well, she's so talented, and you were so right. She really is a down to earth person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I'd marry her in a second.
Aw, thank you.
Me too.
Thanks, James, for calling. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Have a good show.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Okay, that's James, of course, and a friend of the station and everything. And I don't know why. I felt like I wasn't hearing anything. Did you feel like your headphones on one side?
On the left side.
Yes,
actually.
On the left side. I think it's because of the line that he came in on. And I'm starting to go, what the fuck's happened to my headphones? But at any rate, he's right. I do say fuck a lot, huh? But what the hell? I can, you know?
I don't even notice it.
Yeah, I didn't notice it either.
Better mouth.
I guess we hear that all the time. It's like,
fuck me. Fuck me. Harder. Yeah.
You're good.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm taking the magazine with you. I'm definitely rubbing one out to you. And
cool.
Yes. And Susie?
Yes, dear.
Thank you so much. Are you still okay?
I'm always okay.
Okay, you look blown away.
I touched her boobs.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I'm more than okay.
Yes. Don't wash your hand.
No, I won't.
I know. Oh, my God. My God. Okay, I'll bet you if you asked her to see her vagina, she'd show it too. But don't do it. Don't do it, because then I'm going to jump your fucking bones. I mean, the vagina, I can't resist. Anyway, thank you so much,
thank
Daisy,
you guys
for
having
in.
Me.
Daisy Marie, of course, and Susie.
Yes.
Susie Marie.
Teresita Ate Semen.
Yeah, Teresita Ate Semen.
That's is that your stage
that's
name?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
I like that. I've never heard it. Very original.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. It is Friday, right?
Thank God.
Yeah, have a great weekend, and we'll see you right here on Monday.